The long boardwalk at Venice Beach in Los Angeles is a vibrant marketplace. By day, it's filled with artists, musicians, healers, and preachers. They cater to hordes of beachgoers looking for tchotchkes or maybe a chakra adjustment. Reporter Karen Lowe got a behind-the-scenes look at what happens before dawn, especially on holidays like Labor Day, when there's a scramble for prime real estate among the merchants of Venice.
As the sun comes up, scores of homeless people rise from the ground in the fog blanketing Venice Beach. Some trundle away. Others transform themselves into street vendors, hurriedly staking claims on the best sale spaces with chairs and boxes. The official setup time is 9 a.m., but minutes before, things can get twitchy fast.
I saw you're moving. That's not cool. No, that's very, very uncool. You could have just said something to me and I would have done it. I apologize that it was in your way, but no, it is a worry because these are things that are mine.
A warm sun and Zen vibe draw nearly 16 million visitors a year to Venice Beach. What visitors don't see is the jarring pre-dawn jockeying among vendors. Last year, bloody fights broke out over some of the most prized spots. This year, a new first-come, first-served policy has reduced conflict. At 8:50 a.m., vendors are poised 15 feet from their marked spots on the other side of the boardwalk. Here's what 9 a.m. sounds like.
Grab a corner.
Vendors set up an open-air market for colorful crafts and wild ideas. Brendan Browski arranges stones with healing energy. I ask him what he recommends for something like depression.
If their heart chakra is kind of messed up, you know, they're feeling sad about something, I'd say, you know, keep something nice and green. Maybe like a jade. Jade would be excellent for that, like right here.
Across from an outdoor beer garden, Eric Larson mans the Hope for Israel stand. He's looking for messianic believers to help fix Israel.
I think that 2,000 years ago, Yeshua, Jesus, and his followers would have done the same thing. They would have been out on the boardwalk.
A few stands down is 39-year-old Danny Howell from Oregon. He's a self-proclaimed Satanist who gives advice. To understand his philosophy, it helps if you've seen The Matrix a few times.
You're outside of this reality and inside of this reality at the same time.
The reality underneath all of this is that Venice is caught in a class struggle. Transients and affluent homeowners used to coexist here, if somewhat uneasily. But as property values skyrocket, thanks in part to the booming high-tech community dubbed Silicon Beach, the homeless are less welcome. And it doesn't help that among the vendors are homeless who suffer from mental illness and addiction. Or just plain hair-trigger frustration. Schmitty, who lost a leg to diabetes, asked for donations for pictures of his amazingly tricked-out wheelchair that he calls Pacific Rim.
It has a fantastic water show. And after that, I got an apparatus that I pour detergent in it, and it becomes a fantastic bubble show.
Out of nowhere, a man walks up and suddenly evicts Schmitty.
You're going to tell me you have 11 minutes to move all that over here, or you're going to hurt the business because they're going to open? I've told you, like...
But Schmitty isn't having it.
Don't! Get away from me! Get the away from me! I'm talking to her!
There are more laid-back spots. Gary Sosinski has a prime space right next to a parking lot. His art sells from $5 to $5,000.
I paint. I got a lot of work done. That's the great side. The other side, it's basically like Lord of the Flies down here. There's always a battle underneath, and that's why you're going to find a lot of these vendors are not in a good mood. This is heaven and hell for me. This is the grand duality of life.
The vendors will have to break down shop by 9 p.m., and the scrimmage starts all over again tomorrow before dawn. For NPR News, I'm Karen Lowe in Los Angeles.